Equine.
Say it like you mean it.
It is 8:16 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. Now, a couple of days ago, we had a conversation with Titus Shivute. He's basically the man that is in charge of all things donor relations with the Namibia Blood Transfusion Services of Namibia. Actually, we have chats with him all the time. Mm-hmm. That's on the show. And one thing that that is always missing, right, is not missing, but you know, you always hear the numbers, you know, you always hear him say, listen, we need you to go out there, we need you to go donate, let's help the next Namibian survive whatever trauma it is that they experience when it comes to the need for blood. And we decided this morning, listen, why don't we perhaps get hold of someone that can tell us firsthand what this means for the next Namibian, what this means for the next person, when you actually make that effort to go donate a bit of yourself to help the next Namibian. And with us, we have Miss Camilla Mindavi online. Miss Camilla.
Yes.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Say hi to Shaquan as well.
Hi.
Good morning, Camilla. How is the morning treating you?
I'm very well.
All right, that's fantastic.
Now, Ms. Yeah. Camilla, we're talking about the Namibia Blood Transfusion Services of Namibia.
Mm.
And I mean, as we know, their mandate is just to bank blood and to distribute it to whoever may need it. You found yourself in a situation where you needed blood.
Mm.
Could you perhaps tell us the story of what is it? Why is it that you need a blood, and what caused the incident?
Hmm.
So a year ago,
all right.
I started bleeding.
You started bleeding.
Yes, from my nose.
Oh, from your nose? Okay.
Yeah. So I really couldn't find like what the solution was, because I started trying to stop it, but no, it just comes.
Mm.
So I used to go to hospitals in and out every time. The doctors couldn't find a solution because they did all the blood tests and everything.
Mm.
But then, you know, so sometimes when you're too much like in and out in the hospital,
yeah,
you have that mindset of you're going to die.
Mm.
So I was like, okay. So I was 3 months in the hospital.
Oh.
The doctor did a bone marrow where they found out that I have aplastic anemia.
That you have A plus?
Anemia.
Oh, anemia. Mm. Camilla, yes. Let me just, I'm so sorry to cut you off right now, but we are having a little bit of problem with hearing you properly. Where exactly are you? Can you maybe try to go to a different room or something? Because it's really cutting off.
Can you hear
off.
Me?
Yes, now you're a little bit better. Yes, so they found that you had A plus anemia.
Okay, yes, that I have aplastic anemia.
Mm-hmm.
Which I never like knew about. What is it about? And I never knew.
Mm.
Till the doctors, Dr. Nell, explained it to me. What is it about? So it's caused by red blood cells, which are weak, that your red blood cells can't produce on their own.
Mm.
So every time you will need blood and platelets. So I used to get blood and platelets a lot from blood bank. Guys, blood bank is helping. Just you donating will make a difference in another person's life. Because the next day it might be you. You don't know. So guys, I urge you guys to go and donate blood as much as you can. Because you don't know who is in.
Now,
because
yeah, because you don't know who might need it.
Yes.
Okay.
Camilla, tell me the condition that you have now. Is it a chronic condition? Is it a permanent condition? Is this something that you're going to have to see out for the rest of your life?
Yes, it's a permanent condition that I have to stay with for the rest of my life.
So the need for blood will always be there?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so so how long have you been dealing with this situation, though?
For about now 2 years.
For 2 years?
Yes.
All right. Oh, that's really a while. Hey, so to anyone who's listening right now, who's probably never donated, or probably someone who is just very skeptical and they don't really want to donate, what exactly would you say to them, especially seeing that next week, Wednesday, is World Blood Donor Day?
I would really advise them or tell them to just go and try to donate. Sometimes you might be scared of what the people are saying. It's painful and everything. But I will urge everybody to go and donate. You can save a life. Just by trying, you can change somebody's life.
Yeah.
It's not easy. This world is not easy.
Mm.
People are really struggling with blood while we as humans are there to save others.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I think your story is exceptionally touching, Camilla. We appreciate you and thank you so much for being brave enough to share what is it that you're dealing with, especially your health condition.
Absolutely.
And the help that you need from fellow Namibians with blood injection.
Mm.
So Camilla, thank you so much. We wish you all the best, and hopefully on the 14th we will also see you, just so that you can relay your story to people on the ground as well.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So we are going to be there at the Namibia Blood Transfusion Services next week, Wednesday, for blood, for World Blood Donor Day. And NSK and myself are going to be donating as well. NSK has to find out what his blood type is. He might even be able to save your life a little bit more. Who knows? But yeah, thank you so much for your time. Hey.
It is where I had my first kiss. At the bowling alley.